I'm very grateful tonight for those readings on the unreality of evil. It was a very clear explanation in the Bible, and also Mrs. Eddy, of that truism, that fact. It is a fact that sometimes Christian scientists are scoffed at, the fact that how could evil be unreal? But Mrs. Eddy explains it as clearly as you would explain a mathematical problem. It's just logic. And if you accept the premise, which we do, that God is all, and also that all that he created is good, then where is evil? Where does that come from? We've had it explained to us when people ask that question, well, where does 2 + 2 = 5 come from? It's a misconception of the truth. It really comes from nowhere. But if you work out a problem using that, not understanding that 2 + 2 = 4, you will continually get a wrong answer until you get the understanding by proof that 2 sticks + 2 sticks = 4 sticks, not 5 sticks. And so it is with this concept of evil. It seems to be real, it seems to be everywhere, but through proof, by proving with understanding that God made everything and made it good, we can prove its unreality. As Jesus did, as the prophets did, as Mary Baker Eddy did, as we are doing here now today, we prove it in our own lives by the understanding of God's allness. A while ago, I had become interested in the C.S. Lewis book, The Screwtape Letters. Now, Screwtape is his definition, is what is the word he uses for the devil. And he writes this little book, and he says that it's, he had a senior devil instructing a junior devil in the art of temptation. And he said he was inspired to write the Screwtape Letters as a result of a speech given by Adolf Hitler in July 1940. Commenting on the speech in a letter to his brother, Lewis wrote, "Statements which I know to be untrue convince me, at any rate for the moment, if only the man says them unflinchingly." So what he's saying there, that Hitler spoke so convincingly that even though he knew what he said wasn't true, he was tempted to believe it because it was said with such so-called authority. And that is how error works. It tries to tell you something is true that it is not true. It tries to tell you the counterfeit is true, and we must be alert to that. And then I thought this was so interesting too. This is a quote from someone who played in a Broadway play. It was on Broadway for a while, the Screwtape Letters. One of the actors who played Screwtape, he said that evil is like a parasite which does not exist on its own. It needs a host. And the way evil works is to take a good thing and corrupt it. Now that is a good explanation of it. And Mrs. Eddy has said, error comes to you for life, and you give it all the life it has. And as was read tonight, you give it by either fearing it, making a god out of it when there's only the one God, or by loving it and thinking you get something good out of something that's intrinsically not good. So I am very grateful tonight for Mrs. Eddy's clear explanations on this truth. It's something that everyone can understand and practice and prove in their own life. It's not mysterious or complicated. It is the truth with a capital T. I'm grateful to be here tonight, to be with you all, and to hear the wonderful music, testimonies, and readings.